Well, when I saw your name all over the news feeds last night, it occurred to me that for as long as I've known you, you've never had the dough to do much traveling. Any traveling, really. So I figured that if you'd found the hiding place of the Copper Key, it probably had to be somewhere close to Ludus, or maybe even on Ludus. Well done, I said, and I meant it. Not really. I spent hours racking my pea-sized brain before I finally thought to search the map of Ludus for the surface features described in the Tomb of Horrors module. But once I did, everything else clicked into place. And here I am. Congratulations. Yeah, well, it was pretty easy once you pointed me in the right direction. He glanced back over his shoulder at the tomb. I've been searching for this place for years, and all this time it was within walking distance of my school? I feel like a total moron for not figuring it out on my own. You're not a moron, I said. You deciphered the limerick on your own. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know about the Tomb of Horrors module, right? So you're not pissed, he said, that I took advantage of my inside info? I shook my head. No way. I would have done the same thing. Well, regardless, I owe you one, and I won't forget it. I nodded toward the tomb behind him. Have you been inside yet? Yeah, I came back up here to call you while I wait for the server to reset at midnight. The tomb is empty right now because your friend Artemis already blew through here earlier today. We're not friends, I said. She just showed up a few minutes after I got the key. Did you guys throw down? Nah, the tomb is a no PvP zone. I glanced at the time. Looks like you've still got a few hours to kill before the reset. Yeah, I've been studying the original D&D module trying to prepare myself, he said. Want to give me any tips? I grinned. No, not really. Didn't think so. He was silent for a few seconds. Listen, I have to ask you something. Does anyone at your school know your avatar's name? No, I've been careful to keep it a secret. No one there knows me as Parzival, not even the teachers. Good, he said. I took the same precaution. Unfortunately, several of the Gunters who frequent the basement know that we both attend school on Ludus, so they might be able to connect the dots. I'm worried about one in particular. I felt a rush of panic. Irock? H nodded. He's been calling me nonstop since your name appeared on the scoreboard, asking what I know. I played dumb, and he seemed to buy it. But if my name shows up on the scoreboard too, you can bet he'll start bragging that he knows us. And when he starts telling other Gunters that you and I are both students on Ludus, shit, I cursed. Then every Gunter in the sim will be headed here to search for the Copper Key. Right, H said. And before long, the location of the tomb will be common knowledge. I sighed. Well, then you better get the key before that happens. I'll do my best. He held up a copy of the Tomb of Horrors module. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to reread this thing for the 100th time today. Good luck, H, I said. Give me a call once you've cleared the gate. If I clear the gate. You will, I said. And when you do, we should meet in the basement to talk. You got it, amigo. He waved goodbye and was about to end the call when I spoke up. Hey, H? Yeah? You might want to brush up on your jousting skills, I said. You know, between now and midnight. He looked puzzled for a moment, then a smile of understanding spread across his face. I gotcha, he said. Thanks, pal. Good luck. As his vidfeed window winked out, I found myself wondering how H and I would remain friends through everything that lay ahead. Neither of us wanted to work as a team, so from here on out, we would be in direct competition with each other. Would I eventually regret helping him today, or come to resent that I'd unwittingly led him to the Copper Key's hiding place? I pushed these thoughts aside and opened the email from Artemis. It was an old-fashioned text message. Dear Parzival, congrats! See? You're famous now, just like I said. Although it looks like we've both been thrust into the limelight. Kind of scary, eh? Thanks for the tip about playing on the left side. You were right. Somehow that did the trick. But don't go thinking I owe you any favors, Mr. Smiley. The first gate was pretty wild, wasn't it? Not at all what I expected. It would have been cool if Halliday had given me the option to play Ally Sheedy instead, but what can you do? This new riddle is a real head-scratcher, isn't it? I hope it doesn't take us another 5 years to decipher it. Anyhow, I just wanted to say that it was an honor to meet you. I hope our paths cross again soon. Sincerely, Artemis. P.S. Enjoy being number one while you can, pal. It won't last for long. I reread her message several times, grinning like a dopey schoolboy. Then I typed out my reply. Dear Artemis, congratulations to you, too. You weren't kidding. Competition clearly brings out the best in you. You're welcome for the tip about playing on the left. You totally owe me a favor now. Wink. The new riddle is a cinch. I think I've already got it figured out, actually. What's the holdup on your end? It was an honor to meet you, too. If you ever feel like hanging out in a chat room, let me know. MTFBWYA, Parzival. P.S. Are you challenging me? Bring the pain, woman. After rewriting it a few dozen times, I tapped the send button. Then I pulled up my screenshot of the Jade Key riddle and began to study it, syllable by syllable. But I couldn't seem to concentrate. No matter how hard I tried to focus, my mind kept drifting back to Artemis.